Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today we are talking about Dr. Martin Luther King. This is the second portion of this story for his birthday today. Today he would have been 92 years old. And I'm so glad and proud to say that I got to visit his home in Atlanta, his resting place in Atlanta, Ebenezer, the church in Atlanta, and it was absolutely breathtaking. It was amazing to be there, because you're stepping into history. You're stepping into where this man resided, where he taught, where he became who he was, where he raised his family, and where he lies to this day, his body, him and his wife, Coretta Scott King. And that was so meaningful to me. If you haven't been, make sure you go. Please, make sure you go. It's worth every bit of the trip, okay? Things may not be open, but you can still ride past it. You can still take pictures until things open again. But if you can't, you can still be a part of history. And today is that. Earlier today, we gave Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech. We gave that to you as an audience, and that is a gift that he left us. But right now, I want to talk about Black Liberation Theology. The founder of Black Liberation Theology is James H. Cone. This is such a pivotal time in our lives. This has to do with our moral standing. As you know, I said, this is a company that is a Christian company. We serve God. And the way Christianity has been portrayed in the media concerning racist white supremacy is not where we're coming from. If you are of the Lord, you're going to not identify with the oppressor, but the oppressed. And Black Liberation Theology speaks on this. This is what Dr. King spoke on. And so I suggest you get a book called A Black Theology of Liberation. It's a 12th anniversary edition, and it's by James H. Cone. He is a theologian. And he breaks this down, and this originated in the 1960s. Think about it. It's how many years it's been since Dr. King gave that speech? Maybe 57, 67 years ago? So it's time now. We've had George Floyd. We've had the storming of the Capitol. We've had so many things occur to where you need to have the right footing no matter who you are. No matter who you are, you must have the right footing. And as you see the picture of Dr. King, it says, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And that's where we are. The people who are not of color, you have to stand up now. It's that time. It's your time. We all need each other. We can't get anywhere without each other. And race wasn't even a part of the equation until much, much later. That wasn't even what we were about. That was created by man. We've always had slavery and the poor, but race was not introduced until much, much later. So we need to make sure that we are in right moral standing. We need to make sure that we can openly see ourselves and in our position in order to be of service. So if you don't know anything about Black liberation theology, call in. We'll give you references. Give us your story and your fight. And because everybody has a dog in this race, okay? Now, feel free to call in as we're speaking at 563-999-3596, 563-999-3596, to give us how you feel on this subject. We will not tolerate any cursing. We will not tolerate any negativity of any sort. Not on this network, not with this company, not on this station. Oh, you can also email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org in order to give us your ideas, your information, and also to sign up for a mailers list and for the current events that we have going on. Right now we're doing a casting call. And we're producing our shows for Finding Sunday. Very proud of this event. And you will see us again. And we'll be talking about on the show on Sunday. All right, people. So if you don't know anything about theology, if you're not a theologian, that's okay. This is broken down in a way where anyone can understand it. It's just the plight of the people who are suffering and how you should be right in God, through God, for people who are suffering, if you are not of the suffering. And even if you are of the suffering, how you should maintain and push forward. There's always a way. There's always light at the end of the tunnel, no matter what. It may take a long time for you to get there, and Lord knows it's taken us as the Black community a long time to get there. Dr. Martin Luther King stated so. But now we're here. We are at the cusp of change. We are at the cusp of transition. Now it's time to do so. Now it's time to change. So be that change you want to be. Be the change you want to see. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Now and on the other side. So until next time, people, I want you to continue to do what? Simply be great.